dazzling white clothes. From grandparents.com, here's ways to get white clothes whiter. Separate your colors. Don't use too much detergent. Consider optical brighteners and bluing agents. Dry your clothes on low heat. Only use bleach on cotton. Maybe try lemon juice or vinegar. Add borax. Or try automatic dishwashing detergent. Or maybe a hydrogen peroxide Dawn dishwashing detergent mixture for collars and underarms, or peroxide and baking soda. Those are some ways that people have tried over the years, sometimes with success, sometimes not. But in today's Bible reading, Jesus went up on the mountain with Peter, James, and John, and while they were up there, Jesus didn't get a new outfit. He didn't clean his outfit. Instead, his clothes became dazzling white, like no kind of cleaning method could make them. What did it mean? Moses' face glowed after he was in the God cloud in the mountain. The people recognized it as holy. Miriam, Moses' sister, glowed after she encountered God in or near the God cloud, and the people said she had leprosy. Did Peter remember these things? Peter had no idea what was going on. I think he saw the dazzling Jesus and said the first thing that he could think of that didn't sound completely off. This is good. Let's help everyone feel at home. I love that Peter's first thought, in a situation that was unnerving, surprising, and terrifying, was about hospitality. It wasn't his mountain. He wasn't showing any kind of, I'm glad you're at my place, now let me be the one to welcome you. It wasn't about power. He was simply responding with his gut. And when he couldn't think of anything else, the wiring took over and he offered hospitality. It's good wiring to have. Wiring. When Jesus stood up on the top of the mountain with Elijah and Moses, Peter, James, and John, he glowed, he dazzled, and then a cloud of something, a cloud, overshadowed them. And then there was a voice. This is my son, the beloved. Listen to him. I don't know if God has a low voice. I just kind of feel like saying that, but it could just as well be a higher pitched voice or some voice that doesn't even sound voice-like. But do you know any people who seem to have the wiring to hear God's voice? I do know this one person. They've told me before that when they pray, they can look and see Jesus sitting in a chair right across from them. And then they have a conversation. They've asked me, do you think that's possible? And I've said, well, what do you talk about? Just stuff, nothing huge. Well, I think that's great. Keep talking. And if he ever tells you to do something that you know is harmful to you or to anyone, then it's not Jesus. I think it's great that when you pray, you'd see Jesus and have a conversation. I know this other person. They tell me that they see things. What kind of things? I don't know. I just saw Jesus smiling over your shoulder. I've seen him laugh. I just see things. I sense when there is good and I sense when there is evil. You probably think I'm not right, right? Does Jesus laugh when I tell a good joke? It's not like that. I've just always been able to see things that other people don't see. Well, I think that's great. Keep looking, and if ever you see something that is trying to communicate to you to do something that you know is harmful to you or to anyone, then it's not Jesus. But I think it's great that you see things. It's just not the way I'm wired. I know plenty of people who see and hear and experience things differently than I do. And my response is similar to each one. Keep looking. Keep listening. Keep your eyes and your soul open. And if you ever experience communication that tells you to do something you know is harmful to you or to anyone, then that's not a good voice to listen to. Listening. I am thoroughly convinced that people are wired differently. Some people are more in tune with things most people don't hear or see. I don't know how it all works, but I think that when Jesus glowed, the people who were there got some kind of wiring adjustment so that they could hear God speak. And he told them to listen to Jesus. Listen, yeah. Seriously, you probably won't see Jesus sitting next to you in a chair. You probably won't see or sense things that others don't. But you don't have to have super special wiring to listen. Peter didn't know what was going on before he heard the voice, but his instinct was to show hospitality. It's good to be a people of hospitality. And I know it's difficult while we have a building that is closed due to the pandemic. And as we move closer to opening the building, we have this detailed plan in place about keeping everyone safe, caring for one another, attending to one another is hospitality. Now, Jesus also gave us some pretty basic instructions. They're the ones that are under, over any rules or actions that we might take. They're under, over any voices we may hear, any visions that we may see. They are more impressive and more important than any glowing face or dazzling garment. Do you remember them? Love God. Love everyone. And remember Jesus' last words to the disciples before he was taken to be crucified. I give you a new commandment, that you should love one another. Love. Listen to that voice. Amen.